are coming to you from St. Patrick's here in Grand Haven. A mobile food distribution happening today with Feed America and Love in Action. And I have Josh Bitework sitting right next to me and a slew of volunteers out there. Let's talk about who the volunteers are first.
Yeah, today we have the Lakeshore Middle School Role Models volunteering, which is a student group, and they're just always wonderful. And then the sponsor for the truck is the Grand Haven Eagles Auxiliary.
Okay.
I got to make sure I get the auxiliary in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're every year they sponsor the truck, and they come out and volunteer, and they're just wonderful.
That's wonderful. And I know that Feeding America comes to the area quite a bit, but they will be here at 10 a.m. So how does this work? The parking lot is starting to get full now. People are waiting in their cars. And I know it's a well-oiled system, but how does this all work? Do you have to sign up, or do you just show up?
No, this is actually absolutely free. You just kind of come in, get your truck or car located in the parking lot, wherever you are, and then we have a drive-through line starting at 10.
Okay.
Love buys the truck from Feeding America.
Okay.
St. Pat's has partnered with us for years to organize this, but for all the volunteers, and we pay for the truck, and we're paying for the food here at Love in Action, and every 2 weeks we do this. I mean, it is like clockwork.
What kind of food?
It's mostly fresh produce and perishable foods, so things that are hard to keep for a long period of time. The stuff that's maybe harder to find in some of our pantries, you'll see even milk and some protein, but mostly it's produce that is coming from this truck.
Okay. And we're not here to have people, come out and see us. We're here to get the word out and to really let people know. Times are really, really tough. I had the Salvation Army on a couple of weeks ago, and people are living in their cars, and these are families that are working. You get behind 2 or 3 months on a bill. Maybe you have a medical emergency, and then it snowballs, and before you know it, there you are.
Yeah, it's really changed. We fed 25% more people in 2022 than in 2021.
Really?
So we went up for every three people, there was a fourth person in 22. And then this year, in March, we were 43% higher than last year in March.
And
so that number just keeps it.
That's
a precipitous incline, yeah.
That's before the SNAP benefits were cut. That was before the SNAP benefits were cut.
In the middle of the SNAP benefits being cut. That happened, yeah.
Okay.
So food insecurity has gone up.
All right.
Tremendous number of homeless people walking through that. And Love and TSA, the Salvation Army, and the People Center, who are all going to be here this morning.
Yes.
We've been partnering to try to figure out what are new solutions? What are things we can do to make a difference? So.
And your pantries, the shelves, are bare. Am I right? I mean, we need to stock the pantries locally as well.
We need a lot of food. Yes, absolutely.
Because you're not taking the food from this truck and putting it in your pantries. These people are taking the food.
No, this goes direct to the client today.
Right.
Every person that's here. And these trucks have gotten 30%, 25% higher as well. So we're feeding more people this way. But our pantries are the number I'm actually thinking. That's $150 to $200 worth of food that we're every week going out through those pantries.
Okay.
So that number is the one that's gone up so precipitously. 43% more in March than a year ago.
Well, if you could say anything to the listening audience to get the word out, what would it be?
Well, just doing a little bit is a big difference maker. So buying a few extra groceries, a bag full of groceries, dropping it off at our central pantry, letting that distribute itself throughout the 10 pantries that we support throughout the Tri-Cities. One of them right here at St. Pat's, we're on the other side of the door. This is a pantry here.
Right.
And they serve people for us every week. There are hundreds of people needing food, and those people you're not going to see them. They're not going to be people that want to be known.
No.
There's a stigma attached to this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting involved in providing a little bit of food, providing a little bit of money towards those food pantries. There's ways to give that are really powerful. If you're concerned about homelessness, we have a fund that pays for people to go stay at the Baymont Hotel overnight, especially when it's cold or especially when there's children involved. We're paying for people to get off the street regularly, and we're helping people get to our shelters, which are full, and to other shelters outside of West Michigan when it makes sense to do that. So we're constantly working on helping people move from their cars into a more stable way of living.
And I think, the hardest part is asking for help.
It is.
It's embarrassing. Nobody wants to ask for help.
Nobody. No. It's really hard. And, I mean, we've had calls from local churches that are getting more of their parishioners and facing these challenges.
Sure.
And pastors are calling us and local leaders saying, hey, what do we do? Because it's really gotten tough.
How long will this food truck be here?
This food truck will be here probably until 11.
Okay.
We have a drive-through line, so it really is a well-oiled machine.
It sure is, yeah.
So the drive-through line will start right at 10, and it takes about an hour.
Okay.
And a lot of these people, they know what they're doing, and there's a set of relationships out here.
I know there is.
You might not know. You know,
I know there is. You don't need to say that. I know.
We just walk around these are friends, and the challenge is real. And
no judgment.
No, everybody's
no
there
judgment.
To help everybody else.
Yeah.
It's a caring environment.
Can we talk a little bit about Meijer?
Sure.
And how do you team up with Meijer?
So Meijer, every quarter, has a thing called Simply Give. So mm-hmm. If you buy one of those Simply Give cards at the local Grand Haven Meijer, it benefits the Love and Action food system.
Okay.
And that turns into food-only money that they give to Love.
Okay.
One day, and every now and then 2 days, they double match the money given on that day mm-hmm. in particular. So that Simply Give program can turn into, if you give $20, it turns into $60.
Isn't that something?
For a local
right.
pantry. Then we use that money to buy from Meijer Wholesale.
Okay.
So we're buying the food back from Meijer at that donor's generous
yeah.
expense, basically. So
I get
it's
it.
A huge blessing. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
So,
and so they'll be doing that again coming
that's
up.
That's right. They do, yep.
Wonderful.
We just went through one of those cycles, and we'll be having another one midsummer
okay.
and another one towards the holiday season.
Yeah. Wonderful. I'll probably want to talk to you again in the next month or so, because this is not going away.
No. It's a massive change in the last year and a half.
And, I know.
You know, we had a lot of food insecurity. If you would have seen 2020, we were filling this parking lot, the north lot,
well,
and
I
even
remember.
An ancillary
yeah.
lot. So the food distributions went way up, and we were getting extra food, but we were bypassing Feeding America and getting food from other distributors in the area to provide food in that time period. And the number went down in 2020.
I know it did. Yeah.
And it's
it
been climbing ever mm-hmm. since. So,
yeah. And you're seeing it all over. It's not just Ottawa County.
That's right.
We're seeing it all over West Michigan. Thanks for stopping in. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to be here till 11 at St. Patrick's in Grand Haven. There is a Food America food truck. And, you know, you come into the parking lot and there's plenty of volunteers. They'll tell you where you need to go. And then they'll direct you, and we'll continue to talk to more people, our media partners here, and our nonprofits throughout the Tri-Cities. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.